And so it was very exciting to me to really get that words will dismantle the master's house power. Bentham saw it true, and so schooled power, and now we're schooled too. I don't know about you, but I never quite understood the pen is mightier than the sword. And what's that other saying? Those who live by the sword die by the sword, right? Those who live by stealing our words are going to end, and I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about this system. It ends by us reclaiming our words, because the master's words, terms, definitions, circular thinking will not usher in our future, our freedom. Is it possible to get a book published if the subject is politics? Or to speak over the airwaves if the subject is politics, if you don't repeat oft and poignant the refrain that you're worried about preserving our democracy? Daily you hear it. A recent Epoch Times, October 9, 2014, had this as a theme in at least three pieces. And I don't think this constant drumbeat is atypical of most media that produce political discourse. Despite the fact that this paper's focus on exposing the flesh and blood consequences of China's totalitarianism serves simultaneously to cloak the U.S. soft form. Although from where I sit, it don't feel so soft. So, I mean, everything looks different from where I sit, trust. Free speech, yeah, right. They had interviews with students at UC Berkeley. I forget what channel I was listening to, what radio station. And this young man was saying how we have too much free speech. You know, there's so much free speech, you don't even want to hear all of it or whatever, whatever. And I'm thinking, really? That he could actually think that, to think that all perspectives are aired. When we know, those who have been listening to these radio shows, nothing could be further from the truth. It shows what a tight hold power has on what is legitimate discourse, on what people can think, period. So, from where I sit, this ain't soft core. Totalitarianism. We're actually living in it, a totalitarian system. So anyway, this paper, Epoch Times, I don't know if you would say secondary message, but that's the simultaneous message. On the one hand, exposing China's ruthless totalitarian regime, but using that exposure to glorify, romanticize the U.S. state. For instance, when one recent paper, and this was the Epoch Times of September 25 to October 1st, 2014, when it boldly splashed these words on its cover, quote, Chinese student spies overwhelm U.S., unquote, implied in that headline is the assumption that the U.S. state is not likewise knee-deep in the similar exploitation of its, quote-unquote, students, most of whom are likely unaware of their actions' full scope or import. And the tactic that they describe is why. We'll go back to that in a minute. That the U.S. is likewise engaged in this exact same practice, although not to spy on China, but rather on its, quote, unquote, own citizens. A shadow surveillance state needs shadow surveillance denizens.